Shortly before 2 this morning, the Connecticut Senate passed a long-awaited bipartisan compromise state budget agreement. The $41 billion two-year budget passed by an overwhelming vote of 33-3. It now heads to the State House of Representatives for a vote later today. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
The compromise budget is the product of a month of closed-door negotiations between Democratic and Republican legislative leaders following Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy's veto of a Republican-backed budget that passed in September. Republican Senate President Len Fasano praised the compromise.
We are one state committed to success, committed to bringing the economy back and moving the state forward. That's what this budget does.
Democratic Senate President Martin Looney credited Governor Malloy's veto for forcing Republicans and Democrats to get to a compromise.
This budget represents a significant compromise, but also an improved product.
Some highlights of the budget include a 45-cent increase in the cigarette tax, a 25-cent fee on ride-sharing services such as Uber and Lyft, and a reduction of the state's earned income tax credit for low-income workers. There are also increased fees for a number of services, including land record filings and criminal history record checks. But there are no major changes to the personal income tax or sales tax. The plan also does not get rid of the local property tax on vehicles, which lawmakers had originally included. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.